the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Welcome today. The number on the telephone is 877-711-5211. The email is udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And try us out on this new way to get your information specifically tailored to you, especially if you like health information. It's iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio. This is a special news and update section you can customize. So if anything is, you like one thing over another, you have a specific interest, I'm sure there's something there for you. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app. You can use it on the computer, too. Go to click Talk in the main menu on the web and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Our guest today, 35 minutes after the hour, talk a little bit about him.
Well, the guest is a neurosurgeon who somehow developed a serious brain infection that put him in coma for a week, Eben Alexander. And during that time, he believed he had proof that heaven existed. And then he has a new and wrote a number one New York Times bestseller relating to that. And now has a series of meditations to help all of us get to that same place called Seeking Heaven. So we're going to find out what this is all about and whether it is just a near-death brain experience or whether it is something different.
It's almost like seeing, when they say you come near death, you see your life flash before your very eyes in a matter of seconds, right?
Well, that's exactly, you can ask him that. I mean, it'll be very interesting because he is a strong scientist. He taught at Harvard Medical School. He operates on, he was a neurosurgeon at Boston Children's Hospital. And when he was in, I think it was in Virginia, practicing, he developed a serious infection. They thought he was going to die. They gave him essentially zero chance to die. And while his body lay in coma, he journeyed beyond this world and encountered an angelic being who guided him into the deepest realms of superphysical existence. He says he met with and spoke with the divine source of the universe itself. And you're going to hear whether this is real or not.
I wonder
he is at the... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I wonder if he met the ultimate bouncer at the gates of heaven, St. Peter. You know, he's the ultimate bouncer.
Right? Well, you can ask him.
Well, the Pope Francis, I guess, he revealed this week that he at one point was a bouncer at a bar someplace, which makes it kind of a very uncomfortable ladies' night, you know, considering he used to be a bouncer. But he certainly wasn't the first. St. Peter was the ultimate bouncer. He called the shots, right, before he could go through the pearly gates. Can I ask
now,
him that?
St.
I
Francis probably say how him. Old he was when he was the bouncer?
He was a young guy, obviously. He was a young guy, so I don't think I'll ask him that.
He didn't do that after he became a bishop or something posed in the other clothes.
No, I don't think so. But I will ask him, do you see your life flash before your very eyes? Dr. Eben Alexander, by the way, it's an audio program. In a lot of cases, we talk with guests and experts that have books. But this one's an audio program called Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. Are you big on audio programs? I know you like to read the books of our guests, but you spend much time listening to audio books?
You know, I haven't. You know, the joy of having a short commute is you don't have to listen or find audiobooks you like or find something you like doing it. And so I never did that when I was on commuting. And so now it's, I tried to put this in my computer and it jammed. That was my computer's fault, not the disc.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see if he can figure out how to get it out of my computer.
That's a good question you
it's
can ask.
It's actually a three-disc set, so right. I could listen to the other discs in another way, which is, you know, your car is probably the most common way of listening to audio, right?
Right, on long trips, if you take long trips and go by car to places rather than...
How long is your commute in the morning, Joe?
Well, now that's traffic at all at 12:45 in the morning, but it's about 11 minutes, 10 or 11 minutes. So I don't have much time to spend much time listening to anything, but it's a short... Even if traffic... There's no traffic here in Syracuse. Even if the traffic is bad, it's
not listen to much. Do you listen to a national news or something to get a flavor of what's hot that day?
Oh, yeah. I'll listen to... I like BBC. The BBC, which is kind of interesting, I think. You know, I listen to them. There's a public radio station here in town that... has the BBC, so they have a little more in-depth, if you've ever listened to the BBC, a little more in-depth coverage of news events and more international news events and those kind of things. I would say Nelson...
For 11 minutes coming in, you can get do they have enough time to run through the key news of the week?
Well, typically they're...
Mean news of that day?
Yeah, well, typically if they do an interview, it's an in-depth interview, and it might last 3, 4, 5 minutes. I also, sometimes I catch it, depending on when I'm in the car, I catch their sports reports, and they're always typically about soccer, right? BBC is always about soccer, so you don't get much flavor for any kind of sports here that we enjoy here in this country. But it's kind of interesting. It's a little bit different than the typical news talk stations that, you know, we listen to every day.
We should say that I'm at the today. I'm at a conference that the Cleveland Clinic, Northwestern, and UC Davis run in Las Vegas, and we've been talking about your microbiome, which is all the, if you will, flora, the bacteria inside you and on you, as well as inflammation. So we'll cover that I hope we get to, we have a ton of Q&As from that that people sent in questions, and hopefully we'll get to those as well as the top medical news stories of the week.
Yeah, we will. We will after the break, and we probably should do, and I haven't thought about this for a couple of weeks, maybe a flu update on what's going on around the country with flu. Frankly, I haven't heard much about flu so far this season. Well, hasn't made medical headlines.
Well, the interesting thing is it is climbing now. Mm. It is almost at the normal part of the curve for this week. That is, I looked at it just before we came online, and they update it every day. So I did look at it just before we came online, and it is climbing and is in high gear in Louisiana and a couple of the southern states. So it is exactly where you'd expect it to be, if you will, and the highest state, Louisiana, another high state, Georgia, another high state, Alabama, another high state is Georgia, and Florida and South Carolina bordering on those are low. It's moderate in Tennessee and in Kentucky, so it's moving up north from a southern start. Texas is moderate. So the reason you haven't heard about it in New York State is we are at a very low level in Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York State, and in the Northeast. I don't know, that doesn't reflect an increased immunization rate. Hospitals, almost all the hospital workers, because you have to report it on Medicare now, there's almost 100% hospital worker immunizations, but not an increase in any other group that I can find.
Yeah, and it seems those states that you say it's high in are warm weather states, or warmer weather states than they are in the Northeast, which is interesting, but probably no connection at all with temperatures and seasons and how cold it gets or how warm it gets in relation to flu. But that was interesting when you're talking about that. We have some interesting medical stories of the week. We'll be getting to after the break. Measles cases are on the rise. Dr. Mike will talk about why, and why are there more emergency room visits by young people over the last 6 years. You might find the answer interesting. And do healthier foods and diet patterns cost more than less healthy options? Among all the other news stories, too. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. To reach Dr. Mike on email, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, or 877-711-5211 on the phone. On the phone, Teresa from Tennessee. Thanks for coming on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And talk to Dr. Michael Royson, Teresa.
Yeah, Dr. Mike, I'm having surgery Thursday, and I've had a lot of anesthesiologists. Is there anything I should be telling the anesthesiologist?
Well, you should tell them everything you've been taking, that is all medications and all supplements. That's especially true with if there are any drugs that are active for a brain, such as if you're on an antidepressant or you're on something that relieves anxiety or you're on something that for pain. What are you having the surgery for?
I'm having a tumor cut off the back of my head.
So those are the keys. Is tell them that, and as I remember it, you're pretty physically active. So tell them that too, and hopefully everything will go well.
Yeah, I'm hoping they won't put me all the way under because I had a delay pulling my wisdom teeth because of the amount I've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. Usually, the amount you've had in the past doesn't matter. Because it's pretty well gone and doesn't do anything, but it could affect how fast you get rid of it, only from a dose standpoint, and as we get older, we use less anesthesia.
Okay, because I already told the nurse when I did a pre-op, I already told her I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't use drugs. I've never had a problem with anesthesia, just had a lot of it. Told her I only take one prescription. Told her what it was, and they gave me the pre-surgery wash to use to keep my skin as sterile as possible.
Oh, good. Okay, well, our prayers are with you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the call, Teresa. Thank you. 877-711-5211 on the phone. You can take Teresa's line, or you can email us at udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com. We're seeing a lot of measles. What's going on, Dr. Mike?
Well, it turns out this year so far there are 175 confirmed cases with 20 hospitalizations. That's three times the usual, and there have been 9 outbreaks. Almost all of those, 98% of the people who've gotten the measles did not get vaccinated. You know, there are 500 people used to die annually before the vaccination came in for measles, and not only did 500 people used to die, but something on the order 5,000 got what was called orchitis, or, if you will, a inflammation of their testicles, which is very painful. And the older you are, the more painful it has. We've also had 60 cases of imported measles. That's largely diagnosed in travelers from abroad, and that's often how it gets into these clusters of communities. People who don't want to, if you will, vaccinate their kids, often get together with other people and live near other people who don't want to vaccinate them. And so it spreads, and that really is an ongoing tragedy. Children should receive their first measles shot at age 1, followed by a second between 4 and 6. If you travel abroad, babies are eligible for it because there's much more measles abroad. We almost wiped it out in the United States. But imported cases plus the lack of vaccination is bringing it back and bringing back some very sick people. And believe it or not, if you don't get vaccinated as a kid, as you get older, measles is a tougher disease. It often affects the brain, causing swelling, which causes real dysfunction, and may cause permanent damage or death, and, as I said, the gonadal region.
What is the difference between measles and chickenpox?
They're different. They're totally different diseases. The virus is different. The symptoms are different, and the sequelae, meaning what happens afterwards, are different. In chickenpox, normally you have these skin lesions, and you scratch like heck, and then the virus goes away, hides in your nerve roots, and then can come back as shingles, which is why we urge people to get the shingles vaccine starting at about age 50. I know you and I talked about shingles. Did you get the shingles vaccine?
No. My mom did. My mom got it. I haven't got it yet.
No.
Will shingles eventually be covered under Obamacare, the vaccine?
I don't. There are individual decisions on each thing, and Obamacare did not list immunizations that are recommended as covered. So, in fact, the people with Obamacare will, if they're getting that private Obamacare insurance rather than Medicare after age 65. But the official recommendation on shingles vaccine is at age 65. We think, when we look at the data, it should be at 50. And so maybe they will move that down. If they move that down, then the policies under Obamacare would cover it. But even at Medicare, it is not 100% covered. There's often a copay with it, unless you have a very good, advantage plan.
I would be very willing under Obamacare to trade in my prenatal coverage for coverage of a shingle shot if I could do that. If I can barter and negotiate that.
You don't
that,
think you're going to get pregnant?
Can you act as my agent and represent me?
I don't think so, Joe.
I'd be willing to trade in my prenatal
care. I do think this one is one that all of us are going to, in fact, me too, had to pay out of pocket for because it is an important one, and the data have not, or the recommendations have not yet caught up with the data that we really should do it at age 50. You know, there has been an increase in shingles over the last 30 or 40 years. That's even before people got vaccinated for chickenpox, which is another one of our top stories. They looked at the data, and there's been a steady rise in shingles. So I would urge everyone over the age of 50 to get vaccinated. I think the shot series is about $160 at CVS or Walgreens or Rite Aid. It's usually more in a physician's office.
It goes between 150, 160, and maybe 210. My mom got it. It was over $200, but she's got insurance at age 80 that covered pretty much of it. She paid $10, which was a good deal for her. Didn't we all get, and we go to a break in a minute, didn't we all get the measles when we were kids? I know I got chicken pox. We were thinking about measles, chicken pox, and the mumps. Remember the mumps, right? Remember the mumps?
Yeah, the measles vaccine did not come in, measles, mumps, et cetera. The measles vaccine did not come in till, I don't know when it is. I'll have to ask my wife, who's a pediatrician, when that first started. But I just looked over at her, and she threw her arms up in the air saying, I don't know what it is. I got to get her on Google to find out. But you just can't get good research assistance nowadays.
No.
I'm about to get hit with one of those things that you roll out, baking things. She has no other use
rolling
for it
pin.
Anymore. Rolling pin.
Rolling pin.
But anyway, I got measles.
I think I did too.
Nancy, did you get measles?
Yeah,
and my wife got measles too.
Yeah,
so I don't think that vaccine came in until about 1990.
Yeah, that was something we all probably had chicken pox to in the mumps. Okay, coming up after the break, it's guest time. Dr. Eben Alexander will talk about his audio program, Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. All right, he's been an academic neurosurgeon for the last 25 years, and he's got an interesting story to tell based on life experience himself. So you want to stay here for that on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Guest segment time on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Evan Alexander here to talk about his original audio program, Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. It's by Simon & Schuster. Dr. Alexander is an academic neurosurgeon. He thought he had it figured out how the brain and mind work. Then he had a transcendental NDE, which stands for near-death experience, where he was driven to the brink of death and then spent a week deep in a coma from a brain infection and changed all of that. Well, we're about to talk about his story and his life here. Thank you for coming on, Dr. Alexander. I think you'll explain it more in more detailed terms, but the thing I think about when we found out you were coming on today is what happened to you in that coma was, is like seeing your life flash before your very eyes before you're turned in.
Well, it was an absolutely life-changing event. I was so ill with the meningitis that it actually deleted all of my knowing of my life before coma for the whole journey, which made the journey deep in coma a very atypical experience. But I explain all that in the book Proof of Heaven, and of course Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond is a way of bringing tools to the world to help people meditate into deep transcendental conscious states, similar to what I went through in my NDE.
Well, let's get into it now with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike?
Now, let's just set the stage in case anyone hasn't read Proof of Heaven, Dr. Eben Alexander. And by the way, the website is exactly that. If you want, www.eben, E-B-E-N, that's the trick, spelling it with two E's, E-B-E-N, alexander.com. So in this experience, you were all of a sudden, you were practicing neurosurgery, so you're a physician and scientist, if you will, as well as a teacher, and taught, I think, for 15 of your 25 years teaching neurosurgery at Harvard Medical School and at both Brigham and Women's and Boston Children's. And then all of a sudden, one day you ended up, almost unbeknownst to you, in coma. Is that how it started?
Yes, and it was like being hit by a freight train. My life changed very suddenly, within minutes, waking up with severe back pain, and then within 3.5 hours, I was deal in coma and having grand mal seizures that were unbreakable, and family called 911 to get me sent off to the local emergency room. I was deal in coma from the very get-go, and of course a lot of that is portrayed in the book Proof of Heaven about what they went through while I was in coma, but I was gone from this world. I don't remember anything of that 7 days, not from here.
And that was, just to let people understand, that was due to a unusual bacterial infection, as I understand it.
Right. It was a very rare bacterial meningitis, E. coli, less than 1 in 10 million per year cases of E. coli meningitis in adults. And we never found a reason for it. The doctors never uncovered any reason. And in fact, at the beginning of that week, I was so ill, I was at a 10% chance of survival. That only got worse during the week. By the seventh day, I was down to a 2% chance of survival, no chance of recovery.
And here you are now. We should say that almost at that time when they were going to turn off the, if you will, some of the monitors and support, all you came back.
Right.
And it was during that time you were away, if you... I'm sorry?
Uh-huh. Yes, and then it was while I was away, you know, those 7 days. And, of course, when I came back, important to understand, the meningitis had been so severe that it really had stripped away everything of the me before. Words, language, all my religious concepts, all my scientific knowledge, everything about humans and Earth was gone from my brain because of the severe meningitis. And that's what gave me this incredibly rich experience deep in coma, the spiritual journey that I describe. And all at a time when modern neuroscience would tell you because of my severe meningitis, I should have experienced nothing at all. There was no part of my brain that could have mounted any kind of dream or hallucination. Those parts of the brain were destroyed. And that's why I think my story has garnered so much.
Which, of course, is part of the proof that there is a heaven.
It's proof that consciousness is a far grander mystery that's not created by brain at all. And that it's a very strong case for that, that when the brain and body die, that, in fact, our conscious awareness is taken to a much higher level, which, of course, is what near-death experiencers have been telling us all along. But people like the me before coma, you know, scientific medical establishment in their conservative thinking would say, well, there's no way that that happened. It's a trick of the dying brain. And what my story does very strongly, because of having such a severe bacterial meningitis and the experience that I had, and of course, in the book, I offer up 9 hypotheses that are among the main ones that we considered with my doctors and other colleagues trying to understand this as a brain-based phenomenon. And at the end of the day, we really could not. In fact, the only reasonable conclusion was that, yes, this seemed too real to be real because it really happened, but not in the material realm and not in the physical brain.
Now, let's talk about what the new, if you will, Project Seeking Heaven hopes to do. This is a set of CDs. Why don't you, rather than have me describe it, why don't you you describe how it takes us so that others can get this deeper understanding of life?
Right. Well, what my journey showed me clearly is that consciousness is not created by the brain, and that's the starting point. And a lot of my research was about getting deeper into consciousness and also trying to do whatever to mimic the situation I had deep in coma from bacterial meningitis. And the way I discovered 2 years out from coma to do that was to take binaural beats, monaural beats, other types of sound patterns that had been shown by others to be very effective at engendering deep transcendental conscious states, and to use those sound patterns to try and mimic my bacterial meningitis. And doing that by, at least my original thinking was by synchronizing the electrical activity in the neocortex and the cerebral hemispheres, that might accomplish something similar to what my meningitis had done by taking the hemispheres completely offline. And I think that's exactly what this does, and that's what my work with Sacred Acoustics is about, using these kinds of sound patterns that are basically slight variations in frequency between the two ears to cause the brainstem to behave in a way that frees up our consciousness into non-local consciousness. And that's exactly what these four meditative exercises on seeking heaven are all about. But then also, of course, you have Karen Newell of Sacred Acoustics and myself on the Seeking Heaven CDs explaining a lot of what we think is happening in the brain and mind, and why these particular sounds are so powerful at engendering transcendental conscious states.
Why do you think, and why do you think sound, we're often taught that music is one of those things that really helps people, how do I say it, prevent cognitive decline as they get older. Why is, and you have come to this basic rhythm, and people do, if you will, drum patterns to fend off cancer, etc. Why do you think sound has such a profound effect on our brain?
Well, I think the answer to that is probably way too broad to get into right now. I can tell you that specifically the sounds that we're talking about here with Sacred Acoustics, the things that lead to brainwave entrainment, have to do with a very specific action that occurs in the lower brainstem. And that is something that we explain in our narrative on the Seeking Heaven CDs. We get into that, but it has to do with a circuit in the lower brainstem that is altered by using slight frequency variations between the two ears. And I believe that that is what entrains the brainwave frequencies.
We'll be back
when we
with
come back,
Dr.
We're going to do more of this.
Yes, with Dr. Evan Alexander. He is the author of Seeking Heaven Sound Journeys into the Beyond on You, the Owner's Emmanuel Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week is coming up in about 8 minutes, from the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Proof of Heaven, Dr. Eben Alexander, here to talk about his audio program, Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. That's from Simon & Schuster. And here again is Dr. Mike Royson.
And we should say that we're privileged to have Dr. Eben Alexander, and you can get him or get more information about this by going to the website www.eben, E-B-E-N, so two E's, E-Ben or E-Eben, Alexander.com. The other way, if you want to get the trickier way, is it's lifebeyonddeath.net. But in any case, Dr. Alexander, now, why did you decide to do these four, what I would call, exercises into deeper consciousness?
Well, it really about realizing that people can watch the DVDs, read the books, go to the presentations, till the cows come home. But if you really want to get some of this deeper knowing and come into similar journeys, like my experience, it involves meditation or centering prayer. It involves going deep into one's own consciousness. And a lot of this knowing is present in our consciousness. And that's, in fact, what near-death experiences are, just very profound journeys. But people don't have to die or almost die to get this. And that's why I wanted to help develop tools that would take people into these deeper states of knowing, and I would recommend it as a lifelong practice, not just go out and listen to a few of these sound journeys, you know, for an hour or two and then say, well, I'm not sure if that's working for me. But it really, I try to meditate 2 or 3 hours a day, if I can, at least 30 to 45 minutes every day. And these sound journeys are ways of doing that, of freeing up one's consciousness into non-local consciousness, which is exactly what a near-death experience is all about. And that's why
Email questions we've just gotten is, and pertains to that, as he was saying, what's different about what these exercises are from what normal meditation, that is one of the meditation, this is someone who does meditation 10 minutes a day, has said, what's different about these than normal meditation?
I think one has to try it to even begin to answer that question. But it is a way of synchronizing electrical activity in the hemispheres and basically taking the cognitive information processing function of the hemispheres offline. And, of course, it totally breaks all the rules of everything I was taught in neuroscience about the brain and consciousness, but so did my near-death experience journey. It completely broke all the rules, and that's what this is about, is coming to have a whole different view of mind and brain and how consciousness works. And in my view, what's going on here is by using these particular blends of monaural and binaural beats, we're actually entraining the hemispheres and, in essence, taking them offline and allowing our conscious awareness to be freed up into non-local consciousness.
Now, where did you and Karen Newell meet?
That was all through the Monroe Institute, which is the group that originally got my interest piqued in this kind of approach to mimicking my bacterial meningitis in terms of the effect that I got from it with freeing up conscious awareness. So we met through the Monroe, and then Kevin Cossey and Karen Newell formed Sacred Acoustics, and a lot of that was a way that I saw of bringing these tools for deep meditation out to the world.
And what's the, tell us the progressive nature of the four exercises, or four, you call them exercises?
Well, no, we call them sound journeys. These are sound journeys, and they're four there, and they start with Om. For me, Om was the sound I heard in the core realm, which was beyond the gateway, which the gateway was kind of the earth-like but heavenly, idyllic valley. But beyond that was the core, which was beyond all form and time and space. And the sound that I heard there that I identified with that infinitely loving and healing deity, that source, the sound was Om. And so Om is the basis of one of our, you know, our earliest meditation here. But then we go up through progressive frequencies, earth frequencies, what we call blue frequencies, and then finally the portal. And these are not meant to exactly duplicate my journey, because it really is an issue of freeing up everyone's consciousness to get into non-local consciousness. So these are not attempts for someone to follow in my footsteps of my journey, but to allow each and every soul to go on their own journey to that same realm that I visited. And that's what is important about these four stepwise progressions of from Om through Earth and Blue, and then on into the portal transitions into those highest realms.
Well, we really appreciate it. These are very interesting to listen to. It is Seeking Heaven, Sound Journeys into the Beyond. Probably you will never, and you should, I mean, I actually recommend reading Proof of Heaven as the start of it. If you want to, it's in an audio book as well. And then graduating, if you will, to Seeking Heaven and the four journeys, if you, that get to deeper meditation into what Dr. Eben Alexander calls non-local consciousness. We're going to go. Thank you very much, Dr. Alexander, for being with us.
Well, thank you. And people can also visit sacredacoustics.com to learn more about the sound technology.
Sacredacoustics.com. We're going to now go to a non-sacred acoustic. That's the Real Age Tip of the Day introduction music. And this is the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this tip is, in fact, perfect for cold weather. In fact, if you ask anyone with achy arthritic joints what they do on a cold, short day, the answer is usually stay inside and stay warm. But please add a third stay to that list. Stay inside, stay warm, stay active. Keeping your joints flexible by movement keeps joints from getting stiffer and strengthens your muscles to act as shock absorbers. That's a definite plus for arthritis sufferers. What to do? Go for a walk or ask for a stationary bike or We Too Fit this holiday season. You'll be less achy by New Year's. And by the way, later in the program, we're going to cover, not this program, but in another program, we're going to talk about all the supplements and what's been shown for supplements and preventing or decreasing your osteoarthritis pain and disease. The real age benefit of staying active, at least 4 years younger. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. To reach Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And thank you for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.